At least I'll be able to see everybody. I think janitors might come out and attack. I think the lighting crew, sound guys. I can't imagine. It's going to be amazing how many people attack Trump tonight. I think the only person that won't attack him will be Ben Carson. Yeah, Ben doesn't really attack anybody. I don't think Kasich. I could be wrong, but I don't think Kasich will. Kasich tried that time. Remember? Kasich doesn't seem like a fighter. You know, that's the funny thing when you hear everybody talking about attacking Trump. Why aren't they attacking Trump? Why are they attacking? Why is it he's in first place? He should be attacking. Listen, I you gotta understand something. Trump changed the rules. None of these politicians were prepared or are prepared to handle this rules change. I mean, seriously, they're not prepared to handle the rules changes. They weren't. They just weren't. So when someone says, why don't this attack you? They were not. They were not ready. They just weren't ready for somebody to attack back. And no one wants to get attacked back. You got to remember, the normal rules were basically you run an ad, and the ad says, my opponent, voted for this. My opponent voted for that. And then you maybe have a debate. Maybe. You have a debate. And you challenge each other over an issue. There's a line that is never crossed. And if you cross it, you're immediately disqualified from playing the game ever again. I mean, that has always been the rules. It's always been the rules. So Trump comes along, and he shatters those rules. I know you've heard the he shatters the rules. He shatters all conventional wisdom. Listen, forget that. No one wants to be attacked. No one wants to have tweets calling them dumb, calling them stupid. No one wants tweets or campaign rallies. Example. Okay? Take a look at Hillary Clinton. She came out and mentioned Donald Trump was sexist. Okay? Doesn't cover the Clinton scandals. There's so many. know you've heard this. So many. Listen, I'm talking about the relationships. I'm talking about the amount of women or people that are involved with women that Bill Clinton hangs around with. And I'm not talking about 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I'm talking about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Just a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and flying to his private island with 15-year-old massage therapists that would masturbate this billionaire. I mean, these people Bill Clinton hung around with. Billionaires. That would give his foundation money. He would hang with these people. You never hear it talked about on CNN. You never see Wolf Blitzer doing an hour on Jeffrey Epstein and his contacts with Bill Clinton. You don't see that. So when Hillary Clinton went after Trump and accused him of being sexist, Trump fired right back. Talked about Bill Clinton. And what happened? He's breaking the rules. I'm not going to deal with it. I'm not going to talk about him anymore until the general election. If he gets a nomination, then we'll deal with it. But right now, just like that, it was over. You never heard from any quarterback. Oh, well, you know, if I was the quarterback of the Jets, if I was the quarterback of the Panthers, I wouldn't have fumbled that ball. And I surely would have jumped on that ball. Okay. You have no idea what you surely would have done. You have no idea what you surely would have done. You have no idea these jobs. Some of these people don't know how they got these jobs. I really don't. I don't know how. So I'm like, how did they get a job talking about politics on CNN? How did they get a job talking politics on Fox? How did these people get these jobs? Did they get journalist degree? Like, what are their credentials? Some of the people are former campaign working worker. You go and you volunteer, you do a good job. I mean, ultimately, that's what you do. Wow, that guy Bilbo Baggins, that guy, he's a hard worker. He's here first, he leaves last, he gets the flyers out. This district, he won. You know, he this district, our candidate won, and this Bilbo Baggins is responsible for, you know, putting this district together. I get that, but all these other pundits, I guess they did have a journalist degree, went to college, got a degree, and moved to Washington or New York. I don't know. Someone help me out here. Somebody tell me. Because they're all dumb. I mean, as far as book smart, you know when you hear they're book smart but street dumb? They're book smart. They could speak well. They're highly educated. Okay? They're in the CNN highly educated category. Okay. they can open that book up. They can read Othello. They're good at that. But when it comes to common sense, practicality, not very good. So they sit there. I should have done this, and Rubio needs to do that. And if I, well, it's not an I. It's not an I. You're sitting here in a studio. You're not running for anything. You haven't done anything successful in your life. Okay? They're not out on the firing lines. And when they are, and they get fired on, they start to cry. They start to cry. That's the amazing thing. Excuse me, I felt like Hillary Clinton there. Whew. That's the funny thing. They all cry. All these people cry. So they will spew out the most vile things. Seriously, the most vile things. They'll criticize this candidate. They'll criticize that candidate. And then if they get fired upon, if someone criticizes them, they're the first ones to cry foul. They're the first ones to cry foul. Or invoke, I'm a journalist. What are you doing? I'm a journalist. Well, no, you're not. You're an advocate. You're not a journalist. You're not a reporter. You're an advocate. You are taking a position, giving your opinion, and you're trying to sway people's minds. You are not just giving facts. You're not. And none of the quote-unquote reporters or journalists do that. So they're fair game. They are fair game. But when they get attacked, they're the first ones to cry. And yet they're sitting there saying, oh, Rubio has to do this. Hey, dude, listen. They don't want to get blasted. They don't want to get blasted. They don't want to get blasted. So it's easy to sit back and say, oh, well, this is what should be done, and this is how we should attack. But nonetheless, tonight, at that debate, Rubio's going to go after Trump. Cruz is going to go after Trump. Wolf Blitzer is going to go after Trump. Dennis Prager, or Hugh Hewitt is going to go after Trump. Dana Bash is going to go after Trump. They're going to get the crowd to go after Trump. Tonight is the last stand. Tonight is the last stand for everyone involved. Because come Super Tuesday, unless Ted Cruz blows out Trump. He has to blow out Trump in Texas. He has to. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Winning Texas isn't enough. Texas. He's supposed to win his home state. If you want to be the president of the United States, you have to win your home state. Okay? At least win your home state if you're trying to be the nominee. Okay? Let the home state slide if you're running for president. Well, that a pass. But the nominee? Running against 3, 4, 5, 6 other people? You got to win your home state. You have to win your home state, and you got to win it big. And the only way, to make this race competitive is by blowing out Trump in Texas and winning all the delegates, or at least most of the delegates. But if Cruz only wins by 5, 6, 7 points, and he doesn't hit 50%, those delegates get split up. So this is it. This is the final debate. This is the last shot. And Wolf is going to do everything in his power. Everything in his power to go after Trump. Trust me, Wolf Blitzer is going to just be unmerciful. He's going to be unmerciful. Hugh Hewitt, unmerciful. I'm telling you, mark my words. Unmerciful. They might as well not even include Rubio or Cruz, because it's all going to be focused on attacking Trump. That's it. That's it. That's all it's going to be. They're not going to go after Cruz. They're not going to go after Rubio. Rubio and Cruz will go after Trump. And Blitzer, Bash, and Hewitt are going to go after Trump. So Trump's going to be getting hit by 5 people. Because they know if Trump wins 8 or 9 of the 12 states that are up for grabs come Tuesday, it's over. It's done. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops today. Mitt Romney and tax returns and what? You know, I'll never forget listening to Mark Levin a few weeks ago, and him losing his mind and his supporters losing their mind that Trump was using tactics. He was using attack lines from liberals. He was using attack lines that liberals have used against Ted Cruz. And now Trump was using those attack lines. He was using the liberal playbook. And he lost his mind. His listeners lost their mind. They lost their minds. And here you got Mitt Romney using a Harry Reid playbook attack. That's what Harry Reid did to Mitt Romney. And now Rip Romney is doing the same thing. Very, 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 very entertaining. It really is. It's It's very entertaining to watch this play out. Seems like before every single vote, whether it's South Carolina, whether it's New Hampshire, there's something. They throw something out. They throw something out there. Remember South Carolina? You had all that controversy. Now here we are. Tax returns. Mitt Romney wants the tax returns. I want the tax returns. I think when we look at tax returns, especially the tax returns, Donald Trump, there's going to be a bombshell. There's going to be a bombshell. Bombed. Everything is a bombshell. You notice that? Everything with Trump is a bombshell. It's going to be, oh, wait till you see this. Well, I mean, this notion that I keep hearing that the media is easy on Trump, that the media have given him a free pass, is pretty ludicrous. Every day there's a story about Trump. Every day there's a story about Trump of something that the story says is a bombshell or something shocking. I mean, this morning in my alerts, I wake up and the big story this morning was BuzzFeed. Yes, BuzzFeed uncovering audio tapes once again of Donald Trump on the Howard Stern show from the 90s and the early 2000s, saying lots of gross things about women. And it's the same two guys who got the audio of Trump on Howard Stern a year before the invasion of Iraq, and Stern talking about the wife naked in bed, and yeah, I guess so, of going into Iraq. That whole story that the media hoped would turn all the South Carolina voters off, and they would reject Trump. And then, of course, that would go into Nevada, and he wouldn't have record turnout voting for him in Nevada. So Andrew Konzanski and Nathan McDermott, they're the ones that got the Howard Stern ball rolling. They were patting themselves on the back. Look what we did. Yeah, we're bringing them down. So the new shocking and disturbing the sound bites by Andrew Konosky and Nathan McDermott, this new shocking information uncovered is Trump talking about Princess Diana, saying that she's hot, like to have had sex with her. That his ex-wife, Marla Maples, had nice breasts, but no brains. Yes, this is the shock. This is shocking stuff. This is shocking. And that he would rather have sex with Whoopi Goldberg than Pamela Anderson, since Pamela Anderson has hepatitis. Yes, these are the questions that Howard Stern asked Donald Trump. And this is shocking. This is disqualifying. This is horrible, horrible stuff. Horrible stuff. Horrible stuff. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think. Is this worse? Is this worse than hanging out with domestic terrorists? No, seriously. I know the left dismisses Obama's past because, you know, hey, liberals play by different rules, but what's worse? You're an entertainer, okay? Remember, we're constantly told Donald Trump is a reality show star. He's a reality show star. He's not a politician. Hell, he's not even human. He's just some celebrity. So, celebrity Donald Trump is on celebrity Howard Stern's radio show. And he is ranking the 10 most beautiful women. And he's putting Mariah Carey, Cindy Crawford, and Princess Diana in that list. Now, is that worse than Barack Hussein Obama, a citizen, a community organizer who's hanging out with domestic terrorists, guys that were part of a movement to blow up federal buildings and create anarchy and were responsible for a few deaths. I mean, seriously. Remember Reverend Wright? It's such grasping at straws. It really is. It's such grasping at straws. And yet you hear people say, oh, well, you know, Trump's rise is because nobody's attacked him. The media's been light on him. The media's been light. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This from Andrew Kanansky on down. And this isn't the first time. Remember, the first Republican debate, Megyn Kelly brought up something that Donald Trump said on Celebrity Apprentice. You know, remember the late Fred Thompson? That's like saying to Fred Thompson, Mr. Thompson, in that movie you did with Eddie Murphy, and Eddie Murphy, I mean, that's how ludicrous that is. Yes, Ms. Thompson, when you were in that movie, Die Hard 2, with Bruce Willis, there was a scene where it looked like you were sympathizing with the bad guys. Now, is that something we could expect in a Fred Thompson administration? Tell us, please. Well, that's a movie. That was a movie. It's the same thing. Oh, the media, they don't go after Trump. But they play Howard Stern interviews. Howard Stern. Besides, the interviews, or I should say the show that people go on and get sucked in to talking about stuff that either they don't want to talk about or they know they're going to talk about something that's somewhat taboo, but it's going to grab headlines, and they'll get some publicity out of it. Remember, before Howard Stern converted to this friendly Howard Stern, this PG Howard Stern, all he would do was ask people about their sex lives. There's celebrities that wouldn't go on the show because they were terrified that he would ask them if they were into lesbianism and things of that nature. Andrew Kanansky and Nathan McDermott are coming up with. Donald Trump said a lot of gross. What are these two guys, 12? Donald Trump said a lot of gross things about women on Howard Stern. This is your millennial generation. This is your millennial generation. BuzzFeed News reporter Nathan McDermott, political reporter for BuzzFeed News and is based in New York. Seriously, you're typical 20-something-year-old millennial douchebag. This politically correct millennial douchebag. Who uses the... He said a lot of gross things. I guarantee you Nathan sounds like that, too. Donald Trump said a lot of gross things. He said gross things. He said gross. Donald Trump said a lot of gross things about women and Howard Stern's job. New York. He's based in New York. He's based in New York. Millennial. Millennial hipster douchebags. Gross things. He said a lot of gross things. What do you call Bill Clinton's history? What do you call Bill Clinton's history? Indiscretions? Really? Taking cigars and inserting them in women's orifices? What's that? Is that gross? Is that on the gross meter? Andrew Kaczynski? That's gross. Millennial hipster douchebags. I don't know how. I had a structure. I had a structure to this bit, and I veered off to the BuzzFeed. I'm sorry. I had a structure. We were talking about the debates. We were talking about the debates. I had a structure, and then I kind of veered off. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. They just kill me. The millennial douchebags. I'm sorry. Forgive me. But anyway, the debate and the attacks that are going to be launched against Trump are going to be immense. They're going to be huge. They're going to be huge. And they're going to be vicious. And they're not just going to be from Rubio and Cruz. Oh, that's my feelings on that.